AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The European Medicines Agency says they found a possible link between the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine and very rare blood clots. A small number of cases have been reported in the U.S. The EU regulator says a warning about very unusual blood clots should be added to labels for Johnson & Johnson's vaccine. Use of the vaccine is on hold in the U.S. Six very rare blood clots were detected among nearly 7 million people in the U.S. who have been vaccinated. More jury deliberations today in Minneapolis in the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin for the death of George Floyd. This is trial attorney Richard Roth.
You need to have all jurors believe beyond a reasonable doubt. If one juror believes that there's a reasonable doubt, then it will be a hung jury or there will be no conviction, and Chauvin will not be convicted of any of the crimes that have been asserted.
Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. The Biden administration is worried about potential cyber attacks that could have an impact on the electric system. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm calls it a well-documented and increasing threat. The administration's taking steps to protect the country's electric system. Granholm's department is starting an initiative to combine federal agencies and a private industry, encouraging power plant and electric utility owners and operators to boost their ability to identify cyber threats. It includes concrete milestones for them to employ technologies for spotting and responding to intrusions in real time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Several doctors have been prevented from seeing Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny at a prison hospital after his three-week hunger strike. Police in Dallas say officers shot and killed a man who pointed at them what turned out to be a replica handgun. This is AP News. Netflix is filming a reality series in the Australian resort town of Byron Bay. The locals are not happy.
Byron Bay's, it's still a joke to even say. It's a complete misrepresentation.
Netflix says Byron Bay's is about social media influencers. Local businessman Ben Gordon says they will not be allowed to use his general store in the show.
There's so much depth to this town, and there's so many creative, amazing stories, and the way they're trying to portray it with drama and gossip and their manufactured bickering about who's got likes on Instagram, it's insulting.
Netflix says Byron Bay's is authentic and honest with all the classic hallmarks of drama, heartbreak, and conflict. Simon Richardson is the mayor.
It's potentially going to threaten businesses if the portrayal of Byron is as absurd as, I guess, a lot of the doco soap reality shows are.
International celebrities spend their time at Byron Bay. Ed Donahue, AP News.